Dear friends in Christ, the theme that comes through the Gospel and the other Bible readings this morning is one about conflict and a blazing fire, about persecution, about suffering for our faith. Pretty strong stuff this morning. We like to think of Jesus as the Prince of Peace, right? And we know that peace is what springs and what he wants in his sacred heart. But when he says in the Gospel, "I have not come to bring peace but a sword," what he doesn't mean that he wants to have a sword or division. What he means is that that, in fact, is what's going to happen, because in different families, they're going to be divided. Some will become Christians and others against that. And there's going to be divisions between family members because some are believers in Jesus and some will not be. And that happened very dramatically lots of times in Jesus' own lifetime, because the Jewish leaders, of course, were very much against Jesus. That's why they had him crucified. And we remember that even the great missionary Saint Paul, what was he doing for years before he was converted? He was a zealous Pharisee, Jewish leader named Saul at that stage, and he dedicated himself to persecuting Christians and putting them in jail. So the Lord is giving a prophecy this morning. He's saying, people are going to either love me or hate me. And when people believe in me and become Christians, in a lot of cases, their own family members will turn against them. And he's reminding all of us that we must be prepared to suffer, if need be, for our faith. The other Bible readings also have that message. We heard in the first reading about the prophet Jeremiah. He was called by God to carry out a very, very difficult task. He had to denounce publicly the sins and unfaithfulness of a lot of the Jewish leaders at that time. He lived about 600 years before Jesus was born. At that time in the kingdom of Israel, the leaders were often corrupt and they were worshipping false gods. They were turning away from the true God, and God said to Jeremiah, you have to go and denounce those people's bad ways and warn them that if they don't repent, your whole country is going to suffer. There'll be destruction. And that's what happened eventually, because they didn't listen to him. And we heard in the first reading this morning how at one stage they were so angry at Jeremiah's preaching, they went to the king and they said, Your Majesty, this Jeremiah, he's always causing trouble and he's doing bad stuff and he's talking against everything that we like. And the king says, okay, you can do what you want with him. So they threw him down a well and left him there to die. Then what happens? A couple of days or so later, another guy comes to the king and says, Your Majesty, that Jeremiah, he's not so bad after all. Can't we rescue him? And the king says, okay, you can go and pull him out. That king was not very reliable. He changed his mind from one day to the next. We're reminded that we shouldn't put our trust in political leaders. Our trust is in God. We're coming up to elections this year and we need to exercise our right to vote as citizens. That's important. But it's not really any secret, I think, that neither of the two candidates for president this year has a great reputation for being persons of great moral character. But anyway, we should vote for the candidates who we think are going to promote God's will and righteousness and justice and Christian values in society. That's important. But we remember that we don't put our trust in anybody except God. The second reading from the letter to the Hebrews also speaks to us about perseverance in times of suffering for our faith. St. Paul refers to what he calls a great cloud of witnesses. He's talking about saints in heaven who have been martyred. They've given up their lives for their faith. They persevere. They ran the race. We're hearing a lot about races at the moment, right? The Olympic Games, the fastest people in the world. Well, we're all called to run a race, but a spiritual race. to keep persevering at times maybe when there's opposition to our Christian beliefs and values. We have to ask God for courage. Let's not forget many, many of our Christian brothers and sisters right now in Middle Eastern countries are being tortured and imprisoned and beheaded and even crucified by the ISIS fanatics, the jihadist fanatics. Remember, they're carrying out these atrocities in Orlando, and the old priest whose throat was cut while he was celebrating Mass in France a week or so ago. How horrible. This hatred. We have our brothers and sisters right now who are suffering all the things that the scriptures talk about here. They should inspire us to be more courageous, to be prepared to give our own lives up if necessary, to stand up for our faith, not be intimidated by defending popular opinion maybe, or people might criticize me if I speak out about my Christian belief. Let's ask the Lord for courage. I remember when I became a Catholic about 40 years ago now, when I was young, I had a little bit of the problem that our Lord speaks about families are going to be divided. I think most of you know that I'm a convert. I was brought up Protestant in an evangelical church. And my family were very, very, they really just couldn't accept it or understand it when I decided that I realized now the Catholic Church is the true church founded by Jesus. And I became a Catholic at age 26. Back at that time, my family really, they didn't like that. And I had a lot of emotional difficulty and stress because of my family relation. My loved ones, you know, they were not accepting that. So I really felt what Jesus talks about here, about division in families because of him. Thanks be to God, things have improved a lot. For many years now, my family are kind of, you know, they've come to terms with the fact that I'm a Catholic and even a priest, and we get on pretty well now. But first, it was very difficult for me. But not nearly as difficult as it is for some of our these brothers and sisters suffering persecution at the moment. So let's ask the Lord for courage and perseverance. We're living in a country now here where a lot of very powerful forces in government and education are promoting a whole lot of false values, things that go against our Christian faith and our moral values. False version of marriage between people of the same sex. Of course, the worst thing is the millions of little ones, unborn children who are being killed by abortion, by laws that don't defend the right to life of the little unborn children. These are great injustices. And we need to speak out, and whenever we can, where our vote can count, we have to think about these things very seriously when we come to vote. Because that's how we can practice zeal for God. That's how we can put our faith, Christian values into practice, even though a lot of people might be against us. So let's pray for Jesus' values of justice, respectful life, respect for all lives, black, blue, different tensions because of discrimination and ethnic hatred and stuff. Let's pray to God that he gets rid of all that and we have peace and harmony in our beloved country. All of these things become very important in an election year, right? So let's ask the Lord to guide us, to bless our beloved country, this great country of America, and that we may do what we can to help restore the will of God in our public life as well as our private lives. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.